All right, well, just to get the lay of the land, let's go through this chord progression pretty much on the 2-draw and the 4-draw. And, of course, there's many other harmonizing notes that you can use to accomplish the same exercise. But I want to introduce the idea to you that in every harp solo, you play riffs that resolve on the 2-draw and riffs that resolve on the 4-draw. And you can hear why those two notes are so strong and they'll fit through any chord progression. That's the end of the first cycle.